think from an ambition point of view, we always thought that even though we were quietly not shouting from the rooftops about it, but I think you have to think that, otherwise you end up in the bottom lot. If you can't aim to be ordinary, you have to aim to be great, and what comes then, could be playoffs or could be promotion, but we're not aiming to be ordinary. What we said before, the club's in a transitional period, and during that transitional period, there's going to be ups and downs, and patience is very important.
But those objectives are being shouted from the rooftops now, and the objective does seem to be from the club to get promotion. Does that sit comfortably with you? Are you quite happy with that as a very open objective now, whereas before it was a bit more quiet?
Well, like you said before, it obviously would alert people that there's a little bit more pressure, inverted commas, on the situation. But I think that you put that pressure on yourself anyway, so I don't think it's an extra bit of pressure. It's just a little bit more public.
Pressure is an interesting word, isn't it? Because it comes from all over the place. The media, the internally within the club, externally with the fans, I suppose, as well. How do you respond to all of it, Chris, personally? How do you sort of take it amongst yourself? Not necessarily as a manager, but just how do you deal with that? Do you have a system of shutting it all off from yourself?
Yeah, I mean, you have to try and stay focused to what you think you're good at, and you have to be true to yourself, and then in your personal life, you have to be as ordinary as you can.
It's funny because I know Sam Allardyce's book recently, he's talked about how his wife sort of became completely obsessed with reading message boards and looking at what fans say about him, and it became almost an obsession in that sense. Have you never sort of gone into that little trap of sort of wanting to find out what people think of you? Is it?
No, my sisters and my sisters do it, and they were continually happy and then I'm upset and happy and upset. So I tell them not to read it. Don't read it. I mean,
Do they listen?
no, but that I think that puts more pressure on a person when your family are upset. But as far as
Because that's when it gets personal, isn't it, Chris?
exactly, when it gets personal, I think that's the time when you do get upset. But to be honest with you, people pay their money to come and watch the game, so they're entitled to their opinion. They're not, not everybody has picked you. You've been picked by some owners, and everyone's got their opinion. So the message boards, I'm aware of the tide. We've got the press men here always give me an ups about the tide without probably telling me everything, but that's all you can do really, because you can't control what people do. You can't control how people feel. All you can do is try and put the best team out that you can and hope that they can play in a style that entertains the crowd and you win games.
You're obviously very, very resilient, though, as a person.
Well, it's taken me a long time to get here, and I'm not gonna give this situation up lightly. I'm gonna try and build on it and get as high as I can as a football manager.